We're holding in Simon Shin Dalad Mem. We just finished Sif Beis. Mr. Burr continues. V'hinei ad Simon Zeberarno Besus Hashemis B'mishnah Brura Kova Obas Malachas. Through this Simon, we've covered through many of the Obas Malachas. This is all the Sein and the Toldus.
Right.
Many different mitzvahs are abundant. I'm a skirmish Shulchan Aruch. We've discussed all the obas and malachas and told us in Shulchan, which have been discussed in the malacha of the Shulchan Aruch. The Vadmi malachas Hitzoa, Shivur, Emir Tashem, Besimon Habo, except for the malacha of Hitzoa, which is going to be discussed in Shimon Shin Mem Hey. Okay. What we have left to do is to quote here. There are some avos malachas which were not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to go through some basic points about these malachas. Okay, which avos malachas were not discussed? Dino hamanapets. Napets is combing. It's referring to when they would card the wool, they would take off the sheep. So that's called menapets. Vatoiva is making it then into threads. You take the fibers and you would make it into spin into threads. Vahameisech voisesh nebotin nirin. Now meisech is in a loom. If you could picture a loom in your mind, so there's the what's known as the chassis. Chassis is also the word, the Evan chassis is the foundation. That's the foundation. And which is the threads which are going to be there on the loom. And we're going to then put the ore, which is the mixture, we're going to put the other threads through. So to do that, you need to set up a foundation of threads, which will be create your space where you're going to put your shuttlecock across through. So those sets of threads, to set them up, there was a system which they would set them up, would they'd be able to, if you may take a long thing and you weave back and forth, then you turn it sideways and put it onto the loom, and then you have your four horizontal threads ready to go. That process is called mesech.
And then the process of, I guess, looming.
The process of, it's actually called heddling, is the English word for it. But it means setting it up on the. So the actual is making the threads in that type of order is called mesech. And then, now when you if you picture your loom again. So how does it work? The way it works is that you raise certain threads and you lower certain threads, and the shuttlecock goes through, and then that creates that traps the thread, and then you switch it. A standard loom was done, let's say, with a foot pedal, would raise. Now, how did you do that? So you had, that's not called heddles, it's called something else. Heddles are these wooden boxes which raised and lowered, which pulled the threads up and the threads down. How'd you do that? So you'd have a wooden box, and it would have threads coming down, and there'd be little rings in the middle of each one of them. And you would put your horizontal threads through those rings. And you'd have two of them. Horizontal box number one, you'd put threads 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Box number two, you put 2, 4, 6, 8. So you press one pedal down. They're on a pulley system, so one box will go up, one box will go down. As box A goes up, it pulls 1, 3, all these threads, those threads go up. The other ones are lower, so those threads go down. Now you have your space to put the shuttlecock through. Then you switch it, and they keep doing that. So that process of putting it through the holes is called Oseh Shnei Botei Nirin. Then the botei nirin are the rings which are in the nir, which is the thread which raises them and lowers them. Can you picture that a little bit? A little bit. Okay. So that's called oseh shnei botei nirin. Va'oreg, and then there's weaving. Shnei chutin, a person weaves two chutin. Va'hapetzeh shnei chutin, if whatever reason the weaving didn't go well, the person would take out two threads, that's called petzeh. Unavarim achas lecha. So these malachas have not been discussed. So let's touch on them now.
So the chutim are the rows of threads as you put them through. They go perpendicular to the ones that stay still on the base.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's referred to that. In other words, arig would be if I take even one thread, but I put it through enough threads that it becomes a woven piece. Okay. Hasarik semer or pishtin, or shard the worm. A person combs semer, wool, or pishtin, or flax, or shard the worm, or other items. Okay. Commercial circuit, a pishtin, but semer. Any type of item which is normally they would card. You know, carding is so the process wasn't combing so much to get a, you know, keep the hairs. It was partially to remove all of the psyllus which was gathered in there. So they'd have these two boards, a lot of little sharp points in them. You put the wool in between and you move it back and forth, so it would pull the fibers, lengthen them. You know, get all of the different dirt, etc., which is caught in there, would be removed.
You made this while it's on the animal?
No. So the malacha, the malacha before that was geizes, which we had already. Yeah. We discussed geizes at the beginning of Shin Mem.
But
after geizes, the next one was menapates, and then after menapates was melabain, which we did discuss. We touched on a little bit, really discussing Shin Beis, which is bleaching it. Then there was tzeveya, which was dyeing it, which we discussed that a little bit also. We didn't discuss as much as we mentioned earlier, and also in Shin Beis. And then there was tzeveya, then you make it to a thread. So we got some of the, you know, these malachas which are mentioned here were not straight. There was some malachas, yes, discussed, some not discussed. Commercial sarkan at pishtim at semer, commercial nevsin at semer lasis levonim. Or if you'd want to, if you're not making it to threads, but levodim were felt, so you'd want to take wool and you press it together and becomes a felt. You'd also be combing it. Hamenapet hagidin. What is that? If you have sinews, tanashachovet b'makol al alagidin, you'd bang on them. Asher oisa oison kechutim litzvois oison, till they would sort of break apart into strands. And will allow you to, then you could take the strands and make thread out of it. Kosher surfer oisin, which the surfer, that's how they get, there's little, the sinews of the animal sometimes are thicker than that, but you bang on them, they come apart into strands. Kosher karmenapates b'chayim, all of these are taking something apart, and it will be chayiv. We had before, let's say a person wants to do this to his beard, you know, so why is that menapates? You know, I'm sort of like separating the fibers. So the person say, even if you do it on the animal's back, it's not going to be chayiv. It's only once you take it off. It's not the process. It's not there to do it when it's mechubar the baal chai. And therefore, they weren't even geizer when it's on a person. There is a gzera, you might, if you do it too hard, you might have a problem with geizer, you're pulling out hairs. That's a geizer's problem. Al menapetz givoli pishtin by kanbus chai mishim dosh. So that's menapetz and that's chai. Now, however, if a person takes the balls of the pishtin comes embedded. The fibers of the flax fibers come embedded in like a hard substance, and canvas is also canvas. Yeah, cannabis is canvas, so it's a fiber which comes embedded in a plant. So a person would bang them and get the fibers out over there. That's part of the malacha of dosh. Dosh is the process of threshing, banging on something to take out the usable item over there. Could it be the seed? Could be the grain. It could be the fibers. Shereimin metzia pishtan makanbus mina givol. You're taking the pishtan, the canvas from the givol, from the stalk that it grew on.
What's
Cannabis is canvas.
It's like hemp, I think, right?
Yeah. Okay, a Torah Arech Arbot Tvachim, we called over a Nitra person, spins a thread 4 Tvachim long, from anything which you can make a thread into it, is Chai. Echel Torah is a Tzemer, a Pishtun, or whether it's wool, whether it's flax, or Noitza, whether it will be from little fibers of down, you make a thread out of that. Or it's a hairs, or Gidden, or sinews, whatever it is, a person would spin them together into a thread, he'd be chayv. Well, lav dafka b'kli, commercial current shbin the redel. Not only with a, if you do it by with a kli, with like a, which is a spinning wheel. I feel him tayv b'yadam, even if he does it by hands. Shekach der haderach litvoy is commercial tayv and anoshim b'yadam al spindle. Women do it by hands. That's what was called to referred to. Mikram Molehu, Biodao Tavu, Pazik says that they spun it by hand. Now, how do you spin it by hand? So, you need to have a certain amount of weight to pull the threads together. So, that was the spindle. Yodel Shochel Bakisher, Folech. So, Folech was a piece which was round on top, had a long bar which came down, and looked like a top a little bit, and you would set it spinning. The person would have fibers, and they would pull the fibers out onto this thing as it was spinning, and as the weight of the item, it would go down towards the ground. So it pull that was that's what keep it taut. So it forced these fibers, if you knew what you're doing, come out look like a nice straight thin thread as opposed to some lumpy piece of
force I, the actually, fibers.
So that was close, so that was done by hands. Now, a person takes already made threads and takes them and makes them into a, plies them into a larger cord. And your 3-ply cord, your 5-ply cord, right? Shekaron ein gedreit. Gamkin chai mishum tov. That's also a form of spinning. A person takes the fibers and presses them into felt fibers. Tanumasha Karan Kapalushin, a Pilshitsin. Kapalushin was they would make a hard hat out of it. It was called a Kapalush. And it was made out of fiber pressed together. Hereza told us Toiva v'chayv. All these are go under the category of the Malach of Toiva of spinning and their chayv. Okay. Always a shtei batenirin chayv. A person makes two batenirin, which is Bimetas Yelta Perek Zayin, the Shabbos Perek Yigimel, Dibra Masl, Benirin, Benisir, Versus, Rechub, Bezet. They discuss what is called exactly, what's called the shtei batenirin. Is it means making the circles that are used to raise and lower the thing? It means putting the threads through them. Different opinions of what it means.
So with this idea of pressing fibers together, how is that even a tolda of spinning? Because it seems like it's even the end product. It's not the same quality at the end. Not, I don't mean quality in terms of good or bad. I mean quality in terms of its physical.
It doesn't have the same qualities, right? Yeah. I think the pshat is that both of them have in common that you're taking the fibers and making them into some larger type of item which is usable. That's a good question. Ha'osa napa ukvara isala isavacha. A person is making, let's say, a basket. So you have your flat bottom, and then you start, building up, from the sides. So besides the weaving element, you're going in and out, etc., you also need to get it that the side should be able to go up. So what they would do, they would make like a first row as a master row, which would hold. So let's say you weave it around. What'd you weave it around? You weave it around little poles, little sticks. So how do the sticks stay standing up? So the first two rows are going to hold them in place. So they have an element that's comparable to the idea of making batenirin, which means you're creating something to weave on. So it's part of the weaving, setting up the weaving process. So if a person would make these circular, these rounds, b'sh'org mita b'chavolim, v'huadin b'kasha b'choldover, Reza told us, oisin nirin. So a person would weave the spring for a bed with rope or straw or something else. Reza told us, oisin nirin, she asked her, bought him eschayv, we do two bought him eschayv. Pirush Rashi, the Hanukkah Lav Nirin Mamish, it's not really the idea of Nirin over there, which is these items which go up and down and hold the threads. El Shemesharsher, Markev Chut Echad Beshsi, Milamata, Echad Milamala, Mamish Shesi Shebehen Kitikunai. So what you would do was, you would put one, if you're using thread, if you're using a piece of lulav leaf, whatever you're using to make your basket, you'd have one go around the bottom, one go around the top, and it would hold the poles in place, and now you could weave the rest of it around that. So that's called... Can you picture what I'm talking about? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Can you picture that, Sabine? So let's say I have the bottom of my basket, right? Now I want it to go up the sides. So what you do is you put poles, little sticks, and you'd weave your basket weave of your, you know, whatever it is you're using, your lulav leaf, whatever it is, in and out, in and out, in and out. So row one, you'd go in and out. Row two, you'd go out and in. So by the fact that they're in a different order, they hold those sticks in place, then now you can keep weaving around them. So that doing two rows is called Lashashim Batinir. Shnei
Batinir is also called something else with a loom.
Right, so in the loom, it hasn't come with the loom, the idea that it's setting up the system which allows weaving. So over there, that was the part which the heddles which go up and go down. That when you put the threads through, that's called you're making batenirim. So that's what creates the place for the weaving to take place. So this is also setting up the weaving to take place. It's not the process is quite different, but the concept behind it, the purpose behind it, is very similar. And therefore, it's called shem batenirim.
So by the basket, for the first two, you're not chayev.
You're not well. There is weaving taking place.
So what is Sir Malachi?
Well, we hold Shebat in Irin. I mean, theoretically, he could weave section by section. You don't have to weave it all the way around the whole thing at one time. So, put three of them, weave in and weave out. Row one, you know, in, out, in. Row two, out, in, out. Now it holds in a place. You can weave on it. That's already enough to make both the Shebat in Irin. You don't need the whole thing around.
But before you can be Chayef, you need to set it up so that it... Once you've set up a system which allows you to do the weaving,
right,
then you're chayav.
Right. That's chayav for, he's chayav for setting it up.
Setting it up.
Right. And the same way in the loom, you didn't do any weaving yet. You just set up a system which will allow you to go up and down. That's enough to be chayav.
On which is the malach?
Oh, it's Shnei Batinir. That's the malach of Shnei Batinir.
And is weaving in Isidoraisa?
That's the next one. Okay, Derech Ha'orgim, so weaving is a malacha. See, points out over here like this. Shemoyskim achutin tchila, before we get to the oreg, they would stretch the threads, tchila, ba'arach ha'yiriya u'rechava, along the length and the width of what you want to create. Shem Ertzim Zemikan, Zemikan. Two people hold, one will hold it from each side. Vechet Shevet B'Shevet Alachutim and Masakon and some Zebet Zadzeh Al Shteyosa Kula Shasir Erev. So, you know, you put it on the thing, you stretch across, so sometimes they're on top of each other. If you bang at them, eventually as you bang at them, they separate and they come out in a nice, orderly fashion. The spring of them forces them to separate from each other. You put it on the thing, you can imagine some threads are sitting on top of each other, etc. You're banging it, so as they bang, that there's a certain amount of... I mean, the nature of threads is that because they're spun, they have a certain amount of give and take, which is why your material, you know, moves nicely, etc. So, if they're all like this, you're banging and banging and banging, and then finally they sort of straighten out. So that's setting it up on the loom. Mesichas Achutin, Kederach Orgim, Nikra Mesech. So that process of stretching them out and banging them, That's called mesach. Shekavon osam emaskol hachdis hashasi be'erev nikri oreg. Now when you start putting the shasi across it, that's called oreg, or vice versa. You could do it either way. The erev and the shasi. Usually it's erev and the shasi, or he's the shasi be'erev. I'm curious about that. Okay. The person who sets it on the lulum is chayiv. Vashavet al kutin, the person who bangs at them, achisparku, they should separate, v'yisatim, and become straight, erase the toldos mesach, and it's also chayiv. V'medatik as a kutim, avrida mesach, riga, erase the toldos arig. However, as you're weaving, so you want to keep the chutin, sometimes the chutin during the weaving process get one on top of the other. So you move them over then, that's already part of the riga process, and therefore that's part of oreg. Eger or oreg begbeged or bekonim, whether you're doing the riga, the weaving in a garment, which with thread, or bekonim, or you do it, you're weaving together reeds, you make some type of a weaving pattern with pieces of wood, thin pieces of wood, which you could then use to support something on top of it. Or you can use hair, or any type of item. V'hakeleya braiding nimin usaris b'choldover is a toldos oreg v'chayiv. Person braids something together that's a toldos oreg is also putting things together in a certain pattern and they hold together and they become useful. So you can, if you braid a cord, right, so that'd be a toldos oreg and a v'chayiv. Now, so braiding a girl's hair on Shabbos, l'choriz m'lachot d'rais, says no, v'hani mili b'tolush, this is only true once it's been detached from the being that is attached. Our kalei saris roish b'mechubra enakarik. A person braids while they're attached to the person. That's nothing to do with arig. Derechariga b'mechubra roish. You normally don't weave things that are attached to people's heads. God means for this time, it's not going to last. Avo al kaponim isur yesh v'zel l'kloya. There is an isur to braid. Alahatukli also. There's an isur to rabbanon. So either braid or to take out a braid. So he discussed before that there is an issue of braiding. Now, the Gemara says that the problem with the Issur braiding actually it looks like binyan, like you're building something, because the pasuk says that even at Sela, that building the Rashim used. Made Chava into a person, using the language of binyan, of building. So Chazal said that the concept of building applies to a person also. So taking part of the person and making it into this, the definition of building, according to Ram, is taking disparate parts and putting them together and making something out of it. Your bricks making into a wall type of a thing. So this has that element of binyan in it, and would be Mirabonin, it's also.
This is specifically with braiding the hair.
Correct. So once it's bina to do it, it's considered the soyser to take it apart.
But in reality, they're all attached to the same source already. They're just
sort right. Of that's why it's under a because I'm under Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayv derais, so we pass it under a bonin.
Well, why is it derabbanan for bone when there's when they're already attached to each other,
what? Right? The same way you would picture, change the scenario. Let's say you'd have some thin reeds, which you can plate them. Even though they're attached at one end, the fact that you're going to plate them together, creating something which wasn't there before. We understand that that's a malacha. The fact that they're attached at one end doesn't change the However, the melacha would be orig in that situation. The same, but the, it's just more the fact that they're mechubra to a chai that wasn't derech ariga. But binyan doesn't have that problem.
So the difference between breeding and then just putting into a ponytail. Ponytail is just being held by some sort of loop,
right?
And there's no element of wrapping things around each other.
Correct.
Okay.
Pitzeir shnei chutzin. So Mishnah says the person takes out two chutzin. What does that mean? The Rambam, it means shemoytzi shesemin or erev lehipuch. So the, whatever reason he wants to take out some of the weave, so he takes the shesi thread from the erev thread or vice versa. So he does two of those is chayiv l'rayvid. Shechotach shnei chutin acher hariga mina maseches is chayiv. So so the maseches was another name for when there were mesach, right? That was the threads which you had set up on the loom. After you finished weaving, so you cut it off of the loom. So that act of cutting it off, that's called pitzei.
The act of cutting off the loom is its own act. It's not. It wouldn't be a kotzer.
Right. The kotzer is where it places something grows. This is where.
Okay. Maybe not kotzer. It would be like measuring or something along those lines.
Well, it doesn't. It's not measured. That idea where you cut a thread to a certain size, that's because you know you're using the thread. Over here, it's the thread which is you're cutting, like the you know the part which isn't woven. You're not really interested in that part.
Oh, okay. We're talking about not trimming the whole fabric off of. If you make so much fabric off the loom and you want to cut off that part,
you're cutting it off. You're detaching it from the loom. So the way to detach it from the loom was,
okay.
You just cut it. The tzricha rifa yisrael. Therefore, the Jewish doctor has to be careful. Kishetzricham chutim mefuradim shekaren kineten litzad al amaka. So they need some threads. They want to put on the. Something putting threads there actually helps it to clot. There's something for it to clot around. So you take a few of the threads. So what do? You take it out of a garment, pull out some threads. Great. There was a woven piece of cloth, and you're pulling out some threads. That's pitzeya. Shalita amaka loichin chetichas beged pishtem and mafridin achutin. They take out some threads from this piece of cloth. Rabbi Malach deraisa, that'd be Malach deraisa. So you'd only be mutter in a case where this is kanas tefashas. Calls him, look at me, Rama, Mechayodim, Mizikotaris Moshe. So this is all taken from these early songs. Take a look at the Sharatzion over here. He says, we discuss all the Malachas, so where do we discuss them? Rara Mekhsas Bezim Mokam Nizkiru, Beshaba Yersim Mimashi, Sechartim Kan, Achkotu Yodi Ke'ez Vel Hatikam. There's a lot more to talk about than what's mentioned here, but I'm just giving you the basic places where they're mentioned, and you can figure out the rest. Acharish is mentioned in Shin Lamed Zayin, Hazareya, Akoitzer, Besimin Shin Lamed Vav, Amaimer, Besimin Shin Mem, Hados, Besimin Shin Chof, Hazar, Besimin Shin Yates, Zbura, Gamkin, Besimin Zer, Toychim, Besimin Shin Chof Alev, Ramanakim, Besimin Shin Chof Dalad, Alot, Besimin Shin Chof Alev, Shin Chof Dalad, Hoifu, Bechen Vavashel, Besimin Shin Yuches, Shin Reshna Gimel, Reshna Dalad, Reshna Zayin, Reshna Ches, Reshna Tez, Kaisim, Besimin Shin Mem, Besimin Shin Chof Ches, Sif Lamed Alev. Okay, Malabin is b'simin shin beis, it's v'sevei b'sev shimin shin chof, v'kosher matah b'simin shin yudzayim, tovir v'karei b'simin shin mem. I should give you a test on this. Atzol b'simin shin tezayim, shoychet gamze shom b'simin sif ches tes yud, mavshet b'simin shin chof zayim, malaych v'ma'abed b'simin shin chof al b'simin shin chof zayim, masartet amatat b'simin shin mem, machik b'simin shin chof ches, sif bov, b'simin shin beis, sif ches, v'abrikam v'kermes, machatek b'simin chof beis, so that's 33. As you notice, he has a counter. He has a counter with it to 33. There's another six. Another six were described over here. Now, one other question which he discussed on, so this fellow who's lost his way, what does he do with his tefillin? Right? So what does he do about wearing tefillin? So he says he should wear tefillin even on the day when he's keeping for Shabbos. So Roiv says that this day is not Shabbos and he should be wearing tefillin. See, when we say kol kamechsa mechsa dami, that's the chumrah. At best, it's a suffix. He's a suffix here. But the Rav says no, and he's mechir the word tefillin. So you'd have to wear tefillin even on that day. See, when he makes kiddush and he makes abdullah, and he davens Shabbos tefillas, he would wear tefillin. Then he says, I'll tell you the reason why you're chayiv. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because by the fact that we don't do malach on Shabbos, that acts as the ois of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as an ois. So Chazal say, when you're wearing the ois, you have the ois of Shabbos, you don't need the ois of tefillin. This guy's doing work on Shabbos. He says, so according to that, look, any chayla which has sakana, which you do chil Shabbos with him, he should have to wear tefillin. Teretz is, he's still not writing things, he's still not, weaving things, even though we're cooking for him, but the other malachas we're not doing for him. So there's still the sim and the ois is still there. But the Teretz is the only needs the malach overall. So the Teretz is over there. The hecker is what. On Monday, he does anything he wants. Tuesday, anything he wants. Come Shabbos, don't. So there's a sim in there. This guy is in the Midbar. Every day does exactly the exact same thing. So where's the ois of Shabbos? In Malacha. Right? There's no difference between Tuesdays and Shabbos, his count. So he'd have to wear tefillin according to that.
So what exactly is the ois of Shabbos compared to the ois of tefillin?
Well, each one is the siman that Kosh Baruch Hu has a special relationship with the Klal Yisrael.
So
in their own way.
So why does the ois of Shabbos take over and exempts tefillin?
Well, we don't need both. We have, actually, we have two. We have Mila and Shabbos.
So why do we say don't do it and just say why not? Is there a contradiction?
It's not a contradiction. Well, there is some. There's not as much a contradiction, but it's like I need to make a reminder. I don't really need to make a reminder because, it says theoretically, I put a big sign, I'm the servant of Pliny. I don't need another sign to remind me, to indicate to everybody that's who I am. That's a fact.